on sunny Saturday Street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover,
like the doctor said the day you were born, it's gonna get ugly.
Crossed over. If I ever have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Well, I wasn't able to be here on the 3rd of June.
Mr. Helper.
Mr. Helper. Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on this, the 6th day of the 6th month of the 16th day in the 21st century.
No, that's 16th right. Year, right? 16th
what?
Day.
What did I say?
You said 16th day.
I meant 16th. I'm sorry, 16th year of the 21st century. So it's 6-6-16. Only one number keeps it being from being the devil's day.
Oh, man.
Because that 666 is satanic.
Woo.
Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, you should... You should get a thank you from Martin and John Carney. Their show on Friday, their hour together. You know, they do an hour together.
I didn't even know they were on the air here.
Yes. Noon to one, I believe. They tag team up,
yeah,
the both of them. And their entire show Friday was about...
Sleepy, Dusty, Delta Day.
June. Yeah. And then it led into other songs with dates in them.
Yeah. All so, I can say to them is you're welcome.
Yeah.
Because I believe we're probably responsible for a lot of things they talk about. Yeah, maybe not. I've heard their show. They don't talk about anything we talk about.
Because apparently there's a Neil Diamond song that has the 3rd of June in it. Did you know that?
Yes, I did know it. I can't remember what it is. Hot August Night. No, that's August. Hot August Night.
Mm.
It sounds familiar vaguely, but I don't know. Look, it may be acceptable.
Desiree.
Yeah, I know that song. Desiree. It may be, with the exception of one number, almost the Devil's Day, 666, but to me, it's just another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
Was it 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day?
You should see the emails that I get about, I'm not kidding, just since Thursday... The email, Frank, you know Friday's the 3rd of June. I must have gotten 24.
Oh.
Frank, I don't know if you know it or not, but the day you're off is the 3rd of June. Are you going to call in? No. And then sending me the life story and bio of Bobby Gentry.
Oh, my goodness.
Frank, here's the latest on Bobby Gentry. She's alive. And, I mean, multiple emails. Thank you, all of you. I didn't respond to all of them, but thank you for, you know, paying attention and...
And there were a lot of people.
And I'm sad to say, Peon, every one of them mentioned how much they like the 3rd of June thing.
I had a lot of people.
So there's at least 2 dozen people out there.
That's just two dozen that wrote.
I had a lot of people saying stuff on Facebook saying, is Frank calling in for this? It's the 3rd of June.
Hey,
it's
fantastic.
It's another sleepy, dusty Delta day. And all these people were saying stuff on Facebook.
I think it's great. The fact that you don't like it and you don't like Pumpkinhead Harvey just means you hate kids and you have a son.
It's not everybody's cup of tea.
What if Archie gets a little bigger and he starts liking Pumpkinhead Harvey? What are you going to do? Not let him hear it?
And he watches the movie Ode to Billy Joe and likes it and then loves
the
song.
Is there a movie?
There's a movie?
There is a movie.
There is?
Yeah. Oh, you didn't know that?
No.
With Robbie, what the heck is his name?
Oh, don't tell me it's that guy we haven't heard from years, Robbie Benson?
Yes.
Oh, whatever happened. That
Robbie
guy
Benson's in it.
Was horrible.
Yeah.
Directed by Max Baer Jr.
Well, that says it all. When Jethro Clampett directs something.
Yeah. Wow, the budget
that says
was
it all.
There was a $1.1 million budget for it.
Robbie Benson.
Oh, yeah.
He was in a movie.
Glynis O'Connor played Bobby Lee.
These are big names. These are big names.
Mm-hmm.
There's Bobby Lee and Billy Joe. That was the woman.
Robbie Benson was in a movie with Jack Lemmon called Tribute. And it was a father and son who butted heads and were at odds, and they had trouble. And then he finds out his dad, I guess, is dying, and he puts on a tribute in a movie theater to his dad. It's actually a really good movie, even though Robbie Benson's in it.
Billy Joe was the girl, right? And then Bobby...
No, Bobby Lee was the girl. Billy Joe was the guy.
I'm with him. I always think of Bobby Gentry and Billy Joe, and I always think it's the same. But, the guy, she and Billy Joe McAllister were throwing something off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Billy Joe McAllister.
And James Best played Dewey Barksdale.
Well, that's a cast.
You know James Best?
Nope.
Roscoe P. Coltrane from the Dukes of Hazzard.
Right. I never watched.
Come on, Flash.
I never watched one Dukes of Hazzard. Not one. Never.
Oh man, I love that show.
Never watched it.
I don't think you. Your oldest boy maybe, because I remember watching it when I was a kid.
Wasn't there another show with two guys in a car or something like Dukes of Hazzard?
It was that. What's his name? Did the remake?
Because there was another one with two guys in a car. I never watched either one of them. I know there was.
Starsky and Hutch.
Yes,
That's Starsky and Hutch.
Yeah.
And they were cops, right?
They just redid that movie with what's-his-name recently.
And what happened to those guys that played Starsky and Hutch? You're in a popular series, and then...
Michael Glazer
and... Ben Stiller did the remake.
Michael Glazer and... what's his name? He became a country star.
The blonde
guy. Singer.
Yeah, he's a good singer.
Schneider.
John Schneider,
yeah.
Good singer.
Yeah.
And good looking guy, too. John Schneider. Wow. Yeah. If I could look like somebody.
Oh,
John Schneider. Sorry, but it's true.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. I have a story to tell you that is so great. You're not going to believe it, but it's true. People steal things a lot more than you realize they steal things. So. This weekend, my wife and I are in the restaurant that my son runs. And we're sitting there. And you know, like most restaurants, there are just little things on the wall, knickknacks and things on the table. Mustard and ketchup, yellow and red squeeze bottles, salt and pepper shaker. It's just things. And they decorate every restaurant has their own pictures. While we're sitting there, there's a guy there with his girlfriend. Now, I don't know whether I should mention this or not, because people will take it as I'm judging him because of this, but I'm just going to describe the guy to you. He's a guy who, when he walked in with his girlfriend, looked cocky. He looked like kind of an arrogant show-off, the kind of guy who would do anything to impress his girlfriend. So while they're sitting there talking, he reaches up. And I'm not going to say what the item was. Let's just say it's the salt and pepper shaker. All right. And he puts them in his pocket and kind of smiles at her like, hey, look, I just stole this. Now, it's not an expensive. That's not expensive. But he stole it. My son is over sitting with us for a moment visiting, and he sees him do this. And he said, did you just see what that guy did? He actually stole something off the table. I said, I didn't see it. He said, well, I did. And he said, look. And he said, notice. And he told me what to look for. Every table had blah, 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 except this one now is missing this. So it's obvious that somebody took it. I said, what are you going to do? And he said, I don't think I'll do anything. He said, because that costs under a dollar. And it's true. They buy these shakers and mustard squeezers by the millions. He said, I'll probably just let it go. Because if I confront him in front of his girlfriend, he's going to be embarrassed. And he's going to go on Facebook and he's going to make up stuff about the restaurant. He said, it happens. And I believe that. He'll say he had a bad experience and he'll make something that didn't happen under a cowardly anonymous name. And I said, well, this is why I couldn't run a restaurant like this, because I couldn't do that. I couldn't let this go. And the more I talked to him, the more fired up he got. So he just said, okay. He gets up and walks.
That's one time.
Now, the guy's girlfriend had gotten up to go to the restroom. So this cocky SOB with his full arm tattoos and his, and the reason I mentioned sleeveless shirt is two things. There are people who don't want to look at your tattoos because sometimes they have some offensive things. And there are also people like me who I don't want to eat in a restaurant close to a guy. You can see his underarm hairs. I've said this before. We don't wear the wife beater shirts to a restaurant. He had all that going on.
Yeah.
So while his girlfriend's in the restaurant, my son walks over to him and said, just curious, do you want to pay me directly for what you just stole, or do you want to put it us to put it on your bill? And this kid, I'm sitting there watching the encounter, and he is humiliated. And he said, how much is it? My son said, $10. Cost my son 50 cents. He said, $10. And this kid says, just put it on my check. He said, but man, can you do me, dude, he said, dude, can you do me a favor? My son said, what? He said, don't tell my girlfriend I paid for it. He wanted her to think he stole it.
Oh, my God.
To him, that's a badge. Can you believe this? That's a badge of honor. And my son said, you got a deal. I won't tell her. And sure enough, they brought the check. It cost him 10 bucks. It's a 50-cent nothing thing off the table. Now, then my son proceeds to tell me that they've had people, a lot of restaurants have pictures on the wall. Maybe it's pictures of people from the 1800s, maybe pictures of cars, or just decorative stuff. He said that there are people who they'll take a picture off the wall. When nobody's looking, they'll casually run into the bathroom with it where you don't notice he's got the picture and pull it out from the frame and roll it up and stick it in their pants and take it. And then they bring the frame back empty, and all of a sudden they'll go walk by and go, what the heck happened to the picture? And then an employee will go, yeah, this guy stole it. He said it's unbelievable. They'll steal forks. No, these are just restaurant quality forks. He said, you have no idea. He said, here's the other thing. These losers, these guys who are losers, will go in the men's room and clog the urinal drain with tobacco. Oof. The guys that chew, they get a big kick out of...
Wow. Oh, not intentionally, but they just want to get rid of it, so they figure the urinal... They dump it,
they spit it in the urinal, yeah. which clogs
a big
the drain.
The chew, yeah.
So my son says, Dad, here's another thing you wouldn't want to do that I have to do sometimes if nobody else is available. You go in and you got to scrape out and pick out the tobacco out of the urinal drain. What is the deal?
There couldn't be a more disgusting habit than that one, I don't think.
I got to tell you, Holly, if you're listening.
Man,
sorry,
man.
Holly, our friend, our lesbian friend.
Because I know cigarette smoking is bad and the smell of that is bad. But
And there's no secondhand spitting problem, but I don't care.
No.
I don't like to see it. It looks disgusting. Let me address all
the few
of
people
you.
I've been around that do that, they have that cup that
yes.
they have to use.
Spit cup.
Man, and sometimes it's just sitting there.
Holly came
gross.
In here. Holly, we love you, okay? Remember Holly came in here?
Yes.
And she had a Coke bottle, and she says, I hope you don't mind. I had to bring something to spit in.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, I don't mind because I really want to talk to you. But the truth is, I would say just about everybody who doesn't chew, it's disgusting.
Yeah.
Because if you ever see what it looks like, what comes out of there,
it's
like a cancerous snot or something.
It's something bad.
It's disgusting. Stop chewing tobacco, people. And I know guys go hunting, duck hunters, and they'll chew a little to be with one of the guys.
And it's supposed to be just as addictive as...
Or more, because it goes right in your gums and your bloodstream.
Yeah, because I just saw a story the other day. Tony Gwynn, a great baseball player, died of, I think, some kind of oral cancer.
Yeah.
And I heard right up until he died, he was still, you know, without his family knowing, going places and buying it and still doing it, to the very end.
But they also just recently have outlawed it for the minor league baseball. They can't chew tobacco. They can get fined and suspended and all this other stuff.
I'd much rather be in a room with somebody smoking
and secondhand smoke than watch them spit. I just don't. I used to, when I was a kid, I worked in Belleville in a drugstore. And it wasn't a pharmacy drug. It was over-the-counter stuff. A little corner drugstore. You're going to get aspirin or whatever. We had a guy in there who would chew. And he'd come in and he would, like where the paper towels are stacked up, he'd remove a packet and spit behind the paper towels and put the paper towel back.
Oh.
So now a customer would come on and pick them up, and on the bottom is this stringy, snotty chaw.
Ew.
And so my boss said, look, you know who he is. Next time he comes in, have a chat with him. I'm 18.
Yeah.
I'm a stock boy. What is he going to beat me to death?
Yeah.
But I did. I saw him walking on back toward the back, and I thought, okay. I walked back, and I just said, hey, man, we know what you do. You can't do it anymore. I'm doing you a favor because my boss is going to call the police. Just don't do it. And he left, and that was it. We never saw him. I guess he spit at some other store or something.
Hey,
Yeah.
Oh, I completely forgot what I was going to say, but
wow.
Someone is on the... Oh, it's David Soul was in Starsky and Hutch. It was John Schneider in Dukes of Hazzard.
Okay.
But...
Actually, they're just a good old boy. Isn't that Dukes of Hazzard?
Yeah.
Waylon Jennings. Yes. I've never seen it.
Someone is on line one, and he has not just his kazoo. He has...
Guitar ready?
A guitar.
Just when you think you know
the
limits of his talents, he surprises you. He surprised us with an extra song. Surprised us with
singing the other day. Yeah.
Wow. Well, ladies and gentlemen, can you make those letters bigger so I can see them? Ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry, that was inside stuff. That theme song means only one thing. It's time for the Norman Show. And here he is, the star of our show, Norman.
Multi-talented.
Norman, how are you?
Hi.
Norman
from Sullivan, Missouri.
Hi, Norman.
We know. That's why we said, hey, Norman, how are you? Now, I heard just a brief strumming of a guitar. You have a guitar there? Well, Norman, my goodness, you play kazoo? You play harmonica?
Keyboard, I believe he's playing.
Keyboard? Guitar? Wow. What a
harmonica?
Multi-talented. What are you going to do, Norman?
Some here we're going to sing. That 1940s or 48 or somewhere.
What's the song?
In the car and
Norman, our equipment is not the best, and we were not quite able. What song was that? Norman?
Sitting in the car and the car won't go.
Sitting in the car and the car won't go.
What is it?
Sitting in the car and the car won't go.
And something about Chicago.
Oh.
Norman, what's the name of that song?
That's the name of it.
Sitting in the car and the car won't go.
Well, I'll tell you what, I've never heard it played like that.
Well, it's back from the 40s.
I can say that honestly.
Oh, you didn't write that, Norman?
Norman, did you write? Did you write that? My goodness.
I think he can only talk today while he strums the guitar.
Oh, maybe.
Norman?
I want to.
Norman, can you hear me?
No.
I think you're right.
I think, yeah.
Hey, Norman?
Norman, can you not play for a second? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Every word he's strumming. Yes. Well, you know what this means? The man has the ability to turn even a sentence into a song.
Yes.
He can turn a common answer of yes into a song.
Yeah.
He gives it a note. It's unbelievable.
Isn't that right, Norman?
Yeah, right.
Norman, how long, now that you've kept this a secret from us that you were an accomplished guitar player, how long have you played the guitar?
How long?
Well, you know what? That explains it. With that many years of playing.
That's when I was born, so 38 years.
Maybe you need to get a little closer to your microphone on your phone, Norman, so we can hear you, because we can really hear the guitar, but we can't hear you so much.
Could you play something else for us?
Yeah, I learned that from my mother, how to play guitar.
Okay.
Okay, whatever you just said. All right, we're ready. Play something for us.
Can you hear me better?
Yes.
Yes, that's great. What are you going to play? I heard something Simple Simon sitting on a fence or something. Yeah.
Oh, wow. All right. That's weird. That's my favorite song.
Man.
We were just saying we haven't heard that song forever.
Yeah.
Now we've heard it. Well, Norman, that was fantastic.
When you get in that mode, that musician mode.
Yeah, well, he can't stop. Dan would know. Yeah. True musician.
Oh, yeah.
That's like...
He just can't stop.
Well, Norman, that was great.
It's like musical Tourette's or something.
I got another one here.
All right.
What is it? I got to tell you. Arnold, I mean this sincerely when I say this. I've never heard anything like that.
No.
Ever. Way to go, Norman. You know, a lot of people your age would have arthritis. They couldn't even play. They'd mess up notes. They'd miss notes. Not him. He hit every note.
What key was that last song in, Norman?
Do you know?
C.
C. Key of C. Or maybe you're speaking Spanish. C. Yeah. I mean, I know. C.
Could be.
All right, Norman. Well, that was great. We really enjoyed that. That kind of set off the week for us. It really kick-started the...
birthday roll call?
We got time for one more. That'll be the happy birthday roll call. Go ahead.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you, Norman.
Oh.
That was a treat. Thank you.
Would you sit in with our band sometime, Norman?
Yeah, I would like to.
Okay, great.
I would love that. I'd come to that.
I know.
I would come to that.
I'd love that.
All right, Norman. I was going to say keep practicing. You don't need to practice.
No.
Wow, you've been practicing since 77. How much better
than you? ATR, so come down here and sit in the parking lot, and I'll board your bus, and you can take me to your band.
Okay.
He thinks you've got a bus.
All right.
Like you're a real successful band. Yeah. All right, Norman. Take care of yourself, okay?
Okay. Peace be with us all. God bless us all. God bless the whole world again.
That's nice. Yeah. Peace be with us all. God bless the world. Yeah. Thank you, Norman. The great Norman, everybody. His theme music, if you would, please.
Holy cow.
Got to close it out with his music. I'm proud to announce that I'm down, depending on when I weigh and what time of day, it's either 14 or 15 pounds in the last 2.5 weeks. And look, here's the thing. I, just like you, I hear, and I heard one this morning, all of this weight loss crap. This one guy that was on, and it's a radio commercial that we run from out of town. And they said, look, the first 100 people get a free sample of this incredible belly flattening thing. And I love the line. This is genius if you're talking to stupid people. And they say, if you find that you're losing too much weight, just start backing off and cutting the dosage in half. Are you kidding me?
Too much weight.
Yeah. If it's working too well, just cut it down. Okay. Here's the deal. In my radio life, I have spoken for or endorsed only two, including this one, MD Health and Wellness, two products or places where you lose weight. And the other one I was proud to speak for. But this one, this is medically supervised. This is doctor supervised. MD Health and Wellness is on St. Charles Rock Road. They're in Bridgeton. And they're in the testosterone replacement business and bioidentical hormone business and weight loss. When I started, like 2.5 weeks ago, I weighed 247 pounds. Okay? That's too big. That's most I've ever weighed in my life's 250. I'm bumping my all-time high. I'm 232 now. That's still big, but it's better than 247. MD Health and Wellness. This is doctor supervised, so I can't tell you how it will work for you or how much you'll weigh to lose over how much time. I'm not you. And I'll tell you, too, you can't just run in there, oh, give me that stuff. I'm doing the injections. It's HCG every morning. I can't even feel it. It's a tiny little needle. Every morning I do that. That's so that I burn fat and not muscle, because I've got tremendous muscles, and I don't want to lose
them. Oh, yeah.
You guys, you've seen Flex.
Oh, yeah.
And then I'm supplementing that with an appetite suppressant. And me, a guy who's always hungry. I'm not hungry. I'm just not hungry. I ate a little bit of something for breakfast and something later, and I'm kind of done. I'll do that for 4 weeks, and I'm 2 weeks in. The testosterone thing is something you can also talk to them about. And gentlemen, if you go in, they will draw a little blood, and at no charge, they'll tell you what your testosterone level is. And you may think, I don't need that. Yeah, you do. I promise you, you do. If you're over 40... and you don't have less testosterone than you did when you're, then you're a freak of nature and you need to call the Guinness Book of World Records. They're going to want to talk to you. And replacement of testosterone and bumping that level up again does all kinds of things. Increases your energy, increases bone density, you reduce your risk of diabetes, your metabolism is better, reduce your risk of cardiovascular. It's a long list of things. It's well known. Look at all these commercials here, low T, and on television and radio. They're all telling the truth. I don't believe in all the products, and it's something that's easy to use to extort money out of people. But in this case, in fact, I called a doctor. I got to be careful. I almost messed his name up. It's Macedonian, like Londoff. Andrioff, George Andrioff. I called him this morning. Just kind of gave him a little report. I said, "Man, this is going great. I'm so happy with this." So what I'm going to ask you to do is this: if you're interested, ladies, you too, because you, I think more than men, when you get into that hormonal mess that you get into, menopause and getting older, oh my goodness, you've got it rougher than we do. They have something that you might want to talk to them about, too, for you. So whether it's weight loss or the testosterone, and that's right, women have testosterone. They do. We have estrogen. Men, you know you have estrogen? Some estrogen in your body? Did you know
that?
Oh, yeah.
I guess I knew that.
You do. No, you do. Trust me, you do. And it needs to be balanced. It needs to be balanced. It's a better life. It's MD Health and Wellness. They're in Bridgeton on St. Charles Rock Road, 314-770-2334. You go, I'm in the car. I can't write that. You don't have to. When you get home, just go to frankopinion.com, hit the menu, sponsors, there it is, MD Health and Wellness. Talk to them about either low T, that's for testosterone, or weight loss. MD Health and Wellness.
Meet me.
All right, it's time to check on traffic with Tim Weiland.
Okay, Dan, we've got a couple of problems out there. The first one is on westbound 70 out at Wentzville Parkway. Two left lanes are blocked. An accident there has you backed up to Highway A. And then you've got another accident on westbound Highway 4064 near Boone's Crossing. That's got the left lane. You're backed up to Timberlake Manor. Eastbound 40 heavy from 141 up through Mason. And it looks like we're a little heavy on northbound 55 now back to the 44 ramp to the Poplar Street Bridge. This traffic report brought to you by Firestone Complete Auto Care. Stop by your local Firestone Complete Auto Care and get a standard oil change for only $19.99. See store or driveafirestone.com for details. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095. Are you planning your vacation? Why not take Frank Opinion and the Large Morning Show in the afternoon with you?
Oh, great. We'd love to go on vacation with you. See the Rockies, go see the Grand Canyon, Vegas maybe, do all kinds of stuff.
No.
I'm packed and ready.
No.
Are you paying?
No, we don't want you to take these guys on vacation. We want you to take KTRS with you via the KTRS app.
Oh, so that's what you mean.
Just go to your app store, search KTRS, download the app, and listen to the Big 550 with crystal clarity wherever you go. And it's absolutely free. Get it now and tap the app to get the Big 550, no matter where in the world you are.
Man,
Then, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack, when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And if saving money and a clean shave isn't incentive enough, Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. Our way of saying thank you for trying us. How are we able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures them. That's how. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 1313 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 1313.
What are you doing?
Making a good thing even better.
I thought our Webster Groves location of Schnars Hardware was already better than the big box stores, with our quality customer service and real knowledge of how to use what we sell.
Sure, but we need more room for more stuff that people need, and also room for more services.
More services?
Yes, more services like lamp repair, plus more space for all the things we already do.
Oh, I get it. We're improving our Webster Groves location, but wasn't it superb before?
Yes, but now it will be Schnarified.
Schnarified? Is that even a word?
It is now. That means we'll have the same great service that Schnars Hardware is famous for. Services unmatched by the big box stores, with easy parking at both locations. Have you seen my hammer? I can't find it.
Well, if that one right behind you isn't it, I know where you can get a replacement.
Schnars Hardware?
Good answer.
Schnars Hardware, where we don't charge for the popcorn or the advice, at our two locations, 9800 Clayton Road in Ladue and 40 East Lockwood in Webster Groves. For locations, hours, or to shop online, go to schnars.com.
Ever notice how some homes have a style all their own? The secret? It all starts with the floors. Hello, I'm Brian McGee, president and CEO of Midwest Floor. For more than 75 years, Midwest Floor has been a leader in bringing you the finest floor coverings to the St. Louis area. Whether you're looking for carpet, tile, laminate, or hardwood floors, you'll find it all at Midwest Floor. Here's a great suggestion. Beautiful, pre-finished hardwood flooring is on sale for an incredible $4.99 a square foot. That's right, you can have beautiful pre-finished solid oak hardwood floors for only $4.99 a square foot. This sale is for 3/4 inch thick, 2 1/4 inch width, solid oak hardwood floor, and your choice of 7 gorgeous colors. This is a high quality, American made hardwood floor with an unheard of 50 year warranty. So hurry in to one of our 2 stores and take advantage of this exclusive offer. That's Midwest Floor in Brentwood and Chesterfield, or online at MidwestFloor.com. Quality since 1939.
Spring is upon us, and RTP has the mower you need. Great deals on Husqvarna, Spartan, and Alto zero-turn mowers. Check out the RTP Summer Package. Buy any select Husqvarna or Alto zero-turn mowers, and RTP will include free a Myron Mix-In Smoker, a $600 savings. All smokers must go to make room for yet more Yeti coolers. Everything you need for the summer is at RTP in Valley Park. Husqvarna mowers, Yeti coolers, and a free Myron Mix-In Smoker. RTP, the highest quality specialized equipment and products for the outdoorsman. RedexumTurfProducts.com. St. Louis, are you ready to play?
Royal Master, the most durable grill known to man, will outlast your old grill by decades with a limited lifetime warranty. Locally made, Broil Master offers models that sear using high-energy infrared heat, slow roast, steam, or smoke. Available in propane, natural gas, and charcoal models. Visit BroilMasterSTL.com for a special offer, or see 25 different models on display at the Fireplace and Grill Center on Manchester Road, or Gas Appliance Service near Westport.
This is Mark Pace, goalkeeper for St. Louis FC. We represent St. Louis. We fight for St. Louis. We fight for you. Because in a family, we fight for each other. We are all part of something bigger than ourselves. Last year, you sold out our stadium time and time again. This year, we will take that fight to the field. This is our city. This is all Floor One.
St. Louis FC, presented by Mercy, takes on the Tulsa Roughnecks on Saturday, June 11th at 7:30 p.m. For tickets, visit stlouisfc.com.
Weekday mornings at 6:35, Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus with insights on the markets and investing. And for your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and listen weekday mornings at 6:35 here on the Big 550 KTRS.
After the loving.
Hear that? Be the first caller at 314-969-5877 to register for your chance to win tickets to see Engelbert Humperdinck at the Family Arena.
You've got a cute way of talking.
Is this Lou Rawls? Remember that guy's voice? He's dead, isn't he? Remember that voice?
Leo Sayer?
No, Lou Rawls.
Oh, yeah, Lou Rawls died, yeah. Yeah.
I said, is this Lou Rawls right here? Is this Leo Sayer? Is that what this is?
Yeah.
What's with the Frankie Valli thing? Is that the way he sang?
Yeah, well, this is his voice, too.
Wow. All right, we're going to take some calls here. I got one bit of business, and that's to just remind you that we're paid, the three of us, by the people you hear me speak for. That's not a joke. That's how we get paid. The station doesn't pay us. So I can't thank you enough for the last 24 and a half years, those of you who have chosen American Equity Mortgage as your mortgage company, or those of you who have chosen American Equity Mortgage to turn to, if you're a homeowner, to use the equity in your home to do something very smart, and that is get out of bad debt and turn it into good debt. Bad debt is high interest rate. Good debt is low interest rate. If you're a homeowner, interest rates are still ridiculously low, mortgage rates. So what will happen is, let's say you have $3,000 in credit card debt, and every month you pay the minimum. Make up a number, $32 a month. And you think that's great and it's convenient. It's not great. You're going to be paying it for a long, long time because it's a lot of interest. Interest doesn't chip away at what you owe. Interest is not deductible on credit cards either. So they'll show you how to fix that. Get it back to zero balance, and you'll be in a much better position financially, and you'll also have some money every month you didn't have before. The money you were throwing away in interest now goes into your pocket. Talk to them. They'll tell you how it works. American Equity Mortgage, 314-878-9999 or AmericanEquity.com. Now, Dan, he's talking on the phone to somebody. Is that somebody?
It's a winner.
Okay, that's right. We had a contest to see. What's the other line that's lit?
Probably still calling in.
Okay. We have our winner. Is that it? We tell them not to call anymore? Okay.
Yes.
All right. It was a good weekend. I had a good weekend this weekend. I really did. It was my anniversary yesterday.
Oh.
And
Frank, you're
what?
You dozed off there for
I
a
did?
Second. Yeah.
I did it really?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry. I'm exhausted.
Well, now we know why. I mean,
well, yeah, it was my anniversary, so I hope I don't do that again. I'm so weak. You know how they are, women.
Oh, man.
Especially when it's your anniversary. Ugh. Let's do it again. Let's do it again. That's all. Oh, sorry. So it was my anniversary yesterday, and we didn't do anything. And I don't feel bad about that because we do something with the rest of our whole year. We go places. We have a great life. So I just don't believe in that making a big deal out of Valentine's Day or somebody's birthday or an anniversary. But we're at some friend's house last night sitting in their backyard. And I don't like the term wrap my head around. I hate that term. People, I can't wrap my head around it. But I still can't even comprehend what we're able to do in terms of technology. We're sitting in the backyard, and it's another couple and us, and the guy gets a call. It's a FaceTime call from his son in Australia. Crystal clear. The picture was like he was next door. That still blows me away.
Well, yeah, I guess nowadays, as long as you have a cell signal.
If you have especially a Wi-Fi, I think that stuff really
is FaceTime out. Over Wi-Fi?
It's either one. You can do it cell either, but it was crystal clear. And I just sat there thinking, I can't believe this. There's his son in Australia, and they're having a conversation like he's right there sitting next to him. And you folks who aren't utilizing, especially older people, I wish we could get my mother-in-law to figure out how to do something like FaceTime, because she could talk to my daughter and see her, and my daughter could say, "Ooh, look, here's our apartment and over in Overland Park, Kansas." But some people are just now at this point in life, 85, 90 years old. My dad has never touched a keyboard or a computer. They're just not going to do it. It's just too much. But that's too bad because, my goodness, if you're older and you're with it and you got your faculties and your hands work,
ask your kids or grandkids to sort of just entry level get you a basic anything, phone, iPad. There's a whole world of stuff out there that you can discover and people you can talk to. I just couldn't. And look, I know there's Skype is not, to me, doesn't seem as popular as FaceTime. Everybody that
FaceTime is strictly Apple.
That's Apple.
iPhone. Okay. Yeah. So okay. Anybody else so would do the same thing.
You would do Skype.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
You can also do something like that on Facebook with Messenger.
No, I don't like Facebook. I just don't like it. I don't like the fact that people can look at your life and be nosy and then make comments. I just don't get it. I know that makes me weird, but I don't get Facebook and I don't like Facebook. I've said before, there's nobody out there that I care what they're doing. I don't care. People I went to school with, I don't care. Who cares? I don't want to look them up and I don't want them looking at me. What am I going to tell them? Hey, I had lunch today. I mean, what's the point? Here are my vacation pictures.
It depends on just what you put out there.
I don't want to put anything out there. Yeah. What would I put out there? Look, here's my Corvette. I don't, you know, I mean, I talked to a couple people here real quickly. Here's Rich. Rich, how are you?
Good afternoon.
What's going on?
I'll try to make this quick. Okay. I think you'd get a kick out of this.
Okay.
Years ago, I went to a little seminary college in upstate New York, and Don Rickles was coming to a supper club in Rochester, New York.
Okay.
So four of us decided to wear clerical garb, collar, the whole deal.
Oh, boy.
And we're in the first table of the four seats. He comes out, the orchestra hits it, he comes out, he says, put a spot on them. And he puts the spotlight on us, and he goes, what's with you guys, no girls? So after the show, he's got this guy that helps him out, Harry Groyne. He's on stage with him. He brings Harry out. He says, Harry, what were you doing the first time I met you? I was stealing. And then we're on the parking lot. We see Harry. We're all excited. And he goes, you boys want to meet Don? Yeah. So we go in the dressing room, and he signs autographs for us, and he takes mine, and he writes, hey, Richie, I love you. And it's all in capital letters. And he says to me, if you say I love you to another guy, it's got to be in capital letters because they might think you're a fag.
Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness.
Don Rickles.
You know what? And everything I read or hear about him is that he is the nicest guy.
Oh, he was really nice.
Yeah. For a guy
who... You're in the dressing room with him.
Yeah. For a guy who unleashes...
Harry Groyne.
Harry Groyne. All right. That's a good story.
I heard there's a thing called the Rickles Project... Yeah. Where Goines is featured in it.
I never heard that name.
Harry Goines.
Okay. Good story. Thank you, Rich.
Take care.
Do I get one more? No. I don't have time to. Shoot. We'll get some calls. Well, Jose Hernandez is coming in right after the news. Then we'll take some calls. How about that? About 4:30. We'll get to you if you want to call. I got a terrific text this morning from Mr. Amini. And I love it when this happens. Folks, I'm here to send you places and sell you things, services, goods, whatever. And if I can't do that, the show goes off the air. So I love it when there are a couple of things that have happened in the last day or two that just really make me happy. And one was a text I got this morning about several AM and the PM people who came in this weekend to Amini's and bought some really nice stuff. Thank you. Thank you. Whoever you are. I appreciate it because that's what keeps the advertisers on the air. Now, you know where Amini's is, I think. It's in Chesterfield Valley. It's a big copper dome, and it's the store that's not like any other store you'll ever go in. It's the store with the pinball machines and the arcade games. I have in my basement the Wizard of Oz pinball machine. This is the most incredible pinball machine I've ever seen. Got it at Amini's. It wasn't inexpensive. But my grandson loves this thing. I'll tell you something else you'll get hours of pleasure out of, and there's no maintenance, and that's a good shuffleboard table. I love shuffle. I'm not talking about the stick on the ground at the nursing home. I'm yeah. talking about the table and the dust or pellet, the sand or whatever you call it, and ice, they call it, and the metal pucks. My goodness, you can have years of fun. And there's no electrical moving parts. It's a shuffleboard table. Arcade games. The ones you remember from years ago. Ms. Pac-Man, Pac-Man, Donkey Kong, that kind of thing. Jukeboxes. Lighting, what do you need? You need some great night new lighting in your house. Change the look of your house. It will. New lighting. Amini's has an entire upper floor of the Jaffe Lighting Collection. And patio furniture? Good luck finding any finer patio furniture anywhere. So when you are ready for the best, because they don't sell any junk, go into Amini's, and even if you're not ready to buy, go in anyway. Just so you know what it is. And tell them your AM and the PM. They'd appreciate it. I'd appreciate it. Under the Copper Dome, Chesterfield Valley, A-M-I-N-I-S, Amini's.com.
Let's get a quick check on traffic now with Tim Weiland.
Westbound 70 running slow between 141, the Earth City Expressway, out through 5th Street. They're still working with that accident near Wentzville Parkway. Only the left lane is blocked now, but you're backed up east of Highway A, and they're still working with the accident on westbound 40 before Boone's Crossing, and you're backed up approaching Timberlake Manor. This traffic report brought to you by Firestone. Stop by your local Firestone Complete Auto Care and get a standard oil change for only $19.99. See store or drive a Firestone.com for details. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRF.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095. Football. It's almost like a religion.
Life's a game of inches. So is football. Because in either game, life or football, the margin for error is so small. On this team, we fight for that inch. On this team, we tear ourselves and everyone else around us to pieces for that inch. We claw with our fingernails for that inch. Because we know when we add up all
thought football has left town, think again. Mizzou football is here. Get every pass, every play right here on KT.